Hello everyone, it's Jana here with JN2N, and it's the 28th of May, and I also have Simon here, SM2N, because I need to tell him what happened today, and I thought I might as well record it in a booth, because it's a bit of a never-ending story. It's not finished yet, that means. So, we have a bit of a plumbing problem in the 2N household, and it all started with some water dripping from a hole just under the roof, which Simon investigated and found that it was the cold water tank leaking. So apparently when you haven't used it for a while, like you've been aware over the weekend or for a week on holiday, then it gets a bit too full and then it drips there. So next time that happened, a couple of weeks ago or so, I called the plumber, who, when I explained the problem on the phone, said, yeah, I know. And he brought along a float and a bit of pipe attached to it to just replace that whole thing.
Ball cock.
All right, if that's what it's called. Who's bothered with technical details? Not me. So he came along, but to do any work, obviously he had to switch the water supply off. And he tried to do that the stopcock. The only thing was that wouldn't budge, and he couldn't switch the water off. And then eventually, something went wrong and the handle broke off. So he tried to find the external stopcock to switch the water off there. That's Henry filling up his watering can in the background. But he couldn't find it. So he phoned his, he knows someone at the water company who investigates these things, and asked him, but this person couldn't even find our house on his plans. So I had to go the official route, and I had to phone up the water company and book an appointment with them. So they send round that same person actually today to try and locate our external stopcock, because if they can't find it on the plans, they send someone round with a metal detector. So it's all very treasure hunt. It's all for free as well. So it's because it's the water company's responsibility, they pay for any work that... we'll get to that. So anyway, he turned up this morning, and he first established that it was a copper pipe, and he put an electrical charge on there to then go and follow that along with his equipment to see which way the pipe was going, and it was going down straight from the house, down the drive, down to the pavement. So just as expected, and probably it was also going with the gas pipe next to it. He made a blue mark on our drive where he believes the pipe is.
That's what that blue mark is. I thought we'd had graffitiist.
No, Amelia was asking as well when she came home. I had to actually move the car so he could get to it properly. So he found the pipe, and apparently the external stopcock is never more than a few inches away from the public road, because the further into the property it is, the more the builder would have to pay the water company. So he looked in the place where he thought it should be, and he couldn't find it. But he said that sometimes happens, because in the cases like ours, where someone has concreted over the drive, not us, sometimes the cover for the external stopcock gets removed, and that's what his metal detector would pick up. So it's no longer there. So what he said, he said he can't do anything. The next step is going to be, he's now called Balfour Beatty, and they're going to come round next week, and they're going to drill a hole trying to find the stopcock. Take a photo of a look on Simon's face. Yes, and I'm very much hoping that they're not going to drill into the gas pipe while they're at it, because that's right next to it. So this could all be very exciting next week. Once they've located the external stopcock, they can just replace the cover. Or if there's no longer a stopcock, then they would fit a new one. And actually, it's also not that rare. He said in 9 out of 10 cases he can find a stopcock, and he said, but very often it's even councils doing that sort of thing. So it's not even that unheard of. That's not the end of the story, but for now.